This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Woo! We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I'm sorry. I had such a bad day yesterday. It was just a bad day. And it really wasn't that bad in terms of things that have happened. I mean, I've been in car accidents. I've had, you know, bad things happen. It wasn't like that. It was just stupid stuff, right? And it's like, if anything was going to go wrong, it just went wrong yesterday. And, I mean, it kind of started, well, no, the show was good. I thought the show went well. Did the show go good? But it actually started earlier that day. The night before, my husband bought some pepper jack cheese. And for some reason, I was craving dairy. And, you know, I told you guys cheese can constipate you. Well, now, for some reason, my body's at the point where if I eat any cheese, I won't be able to potty for like a week. I don't know, because they use some gummy substance in the cheese to make it stick together and look that shape and pretty and all that, whatever. So anyway, so it starts out where, you know, I'm in the potty, right? And you know how you know you have a package to deliver, right? You feel the poop in there. But there's a turn that it has to make. And it's not making that turn. And then maybe it is kind of past that turn, but it has to come out, and it's not a shape where it can come out. So you're trying to pass maybe a nectarine out of an opening that is only built for grape. So I basically said, you know what? I'm just going to have to hold it in. So, for most of the day, I couldn't potty, okay? Then I found a private bathroom, and I was able to do whatever. For some reason, the muscles worked it out like Play-Doh, so I was able to, okay, I know you guys don't want to hear that, but that started my day. Then, I'm teaching students, and, you know, you feel better when you don't have to poop. So, I'm going to teach some students, okay? One of the other lecturers had a lecture, and then we had the lab. And as I'm walking around and making sure that the students are, you know, doing their physical exam, we were teaching abdomen. Okay? One of them asked, you know, maybe I should be the model and they could, you know, press on my, you know, tummy. And I go, no. Because I'm going to fart. Now, I didn't want to say that out loud. But I really didn't want anybody pushing on my tummy because I figured I would fart. You know? And so, you kind of saw the students go, it really is? And she farts? Yeah, because I tell people that I don't fart. And that kind of, you know, shocked them. Then, as I'm turning around, going, I don't think I should have said that, I trip over a size 13 tennis shoe. So one of my students is, I believe he's like 6'5", and I trip over his shoe, and I fall into the arms of another student who tries to catch me, and then I, you're so worried because you're like, oh my God, okay, you know, I got him. So I catch myself on the table. He's there ready to catch me. This other student. Okay. And I turn around and I start yelling at the student with the big feet. What the hell are your shoes doing here? Just like I yell at my son. And the class kind of gets quiet like, oh my God, she's yelling at a student. And I'm like, but the shoe... why are these shoes here? Why am I tripping on just like him? And then I had to like stop the way. Like, I have a cool. I'm like, sorry, my son has, you know, size 13 feet. He has big shoes. It's okay. And the student's like, oh, scale, you know, whatever. And the funny thing is, the student didn't move a shoe. I had to move a shoe for him. And I guess what really became very evident yesterday is I'm not a cool, young teacher that gets it. I was a middle-aged mommy, like, you know, figure yesterday, where the student had no problem, you know, leaving his shoes for me to clean up. The other student felt like he needed to catch me, like I'm a woman about to break her hip. And I'm like, okay, well, you know what? It's all right. It's okay. I'll just put some extra makeup on tomorrow. Maybe I'll wear some Spanx and I'll feel younger. Until another student raised his hand and had a question about a type of test we were doing. Now, I've been in medicine since the 90s. I've been a damn good doctor. I have seen thousands upon thousands upon thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of patients. And he asked me a question about the liver scratch test. Now, do you guys know what the liver scratch test is? Oh, it's so cute. See? Liver scratch tests are so funny. If you ever have a stethoscope, what you do is you put the stethoscope on, you put it over the liver, where you think the liver is, and then you take your little finger, your other finger that's not holding the stethoscope, and you do a little scratch, scratch, and you scratch getting closer to where your stethoscope is. Now, I didn't know I was going to be teaching that today. Or yesterday. I thought somebody else was, and I just had to see what they were doing and going, yeah, good job, good job. But apparently, they were asking me, you know, why are we doing this? Because obviously when your finger gets close to the stethoscope, you hear the sound. I go, well, you're trying to hear, you know, varied sound frequencies because of, you know, the distance away from the stethoscope, but then you've got the tissue of the liver underneath the stethoscope. So there's an art to it. And one of the students says, no, we were taught in a different way. And so I go, oh, my God, was I wrong this whole time? So like any teacher does, okay, you're supposed to say, go look it up and report back. Instead, I'm like, to heck with that. I'm just going to YouTube this. So I start YouTubing. And, you know, some of the other teachers and faculty are like, you know, Dr. Wax, what'd you find? I go, I'm watching YouTube. So in front of a classroom of students, okay, I am trying to YouTube the information. Now, it turns out I was right. Turns out I was right. And I was like, ooh, I'm right. I'm good. But the problem is the students saw me have to go to YouTube. And so here I was starting my day off, albeit constipated, feeling like my poop doesn't stink, and I rock, and I'm cute, and I'm young, and I'm youthful, and I got my whole life ahead of me, and everybody thinks I'm cool, and I am the bomb, to ending yesterday, and there was a bunch of other stuff that happened, to, you know, feeling older, feeling useless, yelling, crabbing, and not knowing my stuff. So I need a pick-me-up today. So, guys, make me feel like I know something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some news that I know has been scaring everybody about the flu and heart attack. And I've talked about this. None of my listeners should be scared because we've talked about this on the show for a while now. Because back in 2007, there was kind of a groundbreaking study saying that if you are exposed to the flu, you have a higher chance of getting a heart attack or stroke. And that was at the time, in 2007, I think it was Mead et al. Demonstrated at least a double the chance, a double the risk of getting a heart attack or stroke. Why? Because the flu dislodged, they believe, some of the fatty plaque or, you know, the unstable plaques that could be in your arteries and could cause that to move, get dislodged into a coronary artery, causing a heart attack, or a cerebral artery affecting your brain. So we knew this since 2007. Well, now we have another groundbreaking study that has been published in the New England Journal of Medicine, where if you have the flu, you are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack during the week. More so than compared to the year before or the year after the infection, but the week of the flu. You are 6 times more at risk, especially if you're over 65 and have cardiac risk factors, of getting a heart attack. That's according to study author Dr. Jeff Kwong, an epidemiologist and family physician with the Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences and Public Health Ontario in Canada. Now, this study has been kind of groundbreaking because what they did is they looked at 20,000 patients, okay? Then they found 332 had heart attacks. Actually, you know what, let me break this down a little bit. We have different numbers coming in. Hold on a second. Okay. They led to 20,000 adults, 332 had heart attacks, either the year before or during the flu. But when they looked at the relative risk, and there's some scientific statistical terms that they give you in this report, the heart attack risk ended up being 6 times higher the week of the flu. So what that means is if you have somebody that is... has cardiac risk factors, and we'll review those, they really should have the flu shot. They really should have the flu shot. We're not talking about secondary pneumonia, which, by the way, people over 65 should be getting a pneumonia vaccine as well. But we are talking about the stress of the flu causing a heart attack. Now, we talked about how maybe the reason why the flu does this is because it dislodges some of the fat deposits. We also talked about how inflammatory states put you at risk for heart attack. You know how we said you guys have to brush your teeth because if you don't brush your teeth, you can have a heart attack. Remember we talked about that? And everyone's like, well, I don't want to brush my teeth. I'm like, well, you have to brush your teeth. Well, inflammatory states or having chronic infections put you at risk for a heart attack. Just inflammation seems to make your unstable plaques more unstable. And so when you get a rip-roaring, big, bad infection, that's not good for your heart. So, there's a lot of different concerns that people have. The other thing is, let's say your cardiac risk factors are diabetes. Okay, you're a diabetic. Well, how good are your blood sugars when you have a rip-roaring flu? Right? They're going to be off. Your cholesterol and your fats will then be off also. Your blood pressure may be off. So, there's a lot of reasons why this could happen, which makes perfect sense. So the study authors wrote, cardiovascular events triggered by influenza are potentially preventable by vaccination. We talked about the flu shot this year being 30% effective against, you know, this year's strains. Still recommended. But to review, you know, a heart attack, some people live through a heart attack, some don't. I think in this one study, 6 people had died of their heart attack. But we have more of us living and surviving as long as you're not at the wrong place at the wrong time when it comes to your coronary artery being blocked. So, the heart attack occurs when your heart muscle does not receive the blood and oxygen it needs. Now, somebody can say, well, if you step on someone's heart, well, yeah, but usually the most common cause of a heart attack is you having a clot, okay, that is built up over time. But the most common is you having a piece of plaque breaking off. And then your body makes the clot because the lining of the blood vessel is hurt. And so you get a tearing of the intimal wall, and your body's like, whoa, I got to repair this. So the inflammatory cells jump in, and boom, can cause a clot. So you have plaque buildup from fats, sugars, calcium, fiber, and they settle on the vessel wall. So you can either build up and occlude, going to 70, 80, 90, and then 100. That could happen. But more commonly, you have these plaques that are kind of loose and dangling. Because remember, the blood, just like a river, you know, in river rocks and riverbeds, there's a lot of flow and force with fluids such that things lining the wall could break off. And the unstable plaque ripping off is where it's deadly. That's what happened to my dad. So what are your cardiac risk factors? Well, if you have a family history of heart disease. So my father had a heart attack. I already have a cardiac risk factor. There we go. If you have a personal history of heart disease, that's a risk factor, obviously. If you had a heart attack last year, yeah, you're at higher risk of having a heart attack in the future. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you have smoking, obesity, inactivity, Males over 40, they change it now to 45, but, you know. Females who are postmenopausal, high stress, even short stature has been cited as a potential risk factor. So if you have any of these cardiac risk factors, all right, you don't want to get the flu. And we are going to recommend that you get the flu shot. Still, the CDC is recommending flu shot. Now, one thing that I think we haven't been talking about, and I wrote an article of this on my website, right, on my Facebook and Twitter, is when somebody dies of the flu, we talked about it's most likely a pneumonia. Now, I believe we just had another young child die, a 12-year-old in Florida died. They believe it was the flu. They're examining now and trying to figure out what it was. Family thought he had a cold. He had not received the flu shot this season. Okay? And unfortunately, he died within days of being thought that he had a cold or then the flu. And so when you kind of look at these, you know, 30 children, now 31 children have died at least that has been reported in the media, and widespread flu activity and, you know, pneumonia being the most common complication, maybe we need to stop and think, wait a second, do we have a more vicious strain of pneumonia? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the flu was bad this year. We talk about a bad flu strain, but if people are dying of pneumonia, maybe we need to talk about, do we have a real nasty pneumonia going around this year? Now, some people can say, well, look, you know, these kids didn't get the flu shot. Okay. But did they get a pneumonia vaccine? All kids get pneumonia. Well, I don't want to say all, unless the parent decides not to vaccinate. But most children are vaccinated against pneumonia. They get the PCV13, we used to call it Prevnar, at 2, 4, 6 months, and then between 12 and 15 months of age. After 2 years old, they could get the PPSV23 if they didn't receive the PCV13. So the average child who would now be, because, you know, this pneumonia vaccine has been out now for almost 2 decades that we give the kids and mandate that the kids get as part of their schedule. Most kids under the age of 20 would have been vaccinated against pneumonia. Then why are they getting pneumonia? So you have to stop and go, wait a second, are we looking at a bad strain? The CDC recommends pneumonia vaccines for those over 65, which is something else that we're recommending. And now, mind you, somebody getting pneumonia, a lot of things cause pneumonia. Okay, a lot of things cause pneumonia. You got viruses that cause pneumonia, you got fungi. There's various types of bacteria that cause pneumonia. But the number one cause of pneumonia is the streptococcal pneumonia. And this is what we vaccinate against. So if you have these people dying of pneumonia, and they received, especially these kids, the pneumonia vaccine, is anybody studying this pneumonia strain that could be affecting them? Now, a big reminder, not all pneumonia presents with cough. I told you, my son, he had a fast heart rate, he had a fever, no cough, and he ended up having bilateral pneumonia. A big thing we are, you know, unfortunately mistaking and missing is some symptoms that may look like the flu that could be looking like pneumonia. So we've been talking about this now for days, and it's on my website and it's on my Twitter and Facebook to remind you guys what to look for if your flu is turning dangerous. Recurring fever that won't subside after 2 days, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, confusion, weakness, productive cough, fast breathing, fast heart rate, and of course, chest pain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, some of you still smoke, and I get that. I'm not going to lie. When I experimented with cigarettes, right, you know, because my grandma smoked, and you would see in the movies, everybody was coughing. You know, in the 80s, you know, somebody who was trying to smoke and look who would cough. I didn't cough. And so when I was a young kid, and my grandma said, yeah, you can have smoke with me. I thought it was really, really cool. You know, because my grandma was one of these mysterious women who was very, very smart, and she was ahead of her time. She was my mom's mom. My dad's parents, they survived the Holocaust. My dad's parents seemed to be the more traditional European. My grandmother was from Germany. Grandfather was from Austria. almost all my family was killed except for their two families that both escaped, ran to Israel. And then my grandma and grandpa met, got married. He was a part of the police force. He was a police officer. And then they had my dad in Israel. And then my dad later came to the States with them, later became a citizen, met my mom, etc. Or he met my mom and then became a citizen, went through the, you know, the classes and, you know, etc. So, I know you would think if he met my mom, he'd flee the country, but apparently my mom was more palatable back then. Who knows? I love my mom, but I just, you know, it's funny. You think about when, you know, you hear your parents meet, you're like, how, why did you stay, Dad? You know, my kids do that with my husband too. They go, what was mom like? Really? Mom was like cool? She was like pretty? Her breasts were actually perky and above the waist? They're just shocked. They don't ask that, but anyway. So, my dad's parents, my mom, my grandmother was, you know, a homemaker, tough cookie. Tough cookie. She could make the best bone fresh chicken and German food, and she was whatever, and, you know, homemaker type, etc. Traditional and very feminine and just amazing woman. All right. My mom's mom, she was a badass. She was one tough cookie. She worked. Yeah, she did the homemaking thing because, again, I mean, that was, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, etc. But she was very involved in real estate and business decisions and farming. And I mean, she just did a lot because her husband was sick. And, you know, one of her, she had two children, my mom and her son, Stanley. And Stanley died of leukemia in the 50s. So she lost a son, and she really went through, you know, she went through a lot, but she was one hard woman. She's tough. She's also built like a brick poop house, which is why I got broad shoulders. And I remember when I was younger, she said that a man told her that she had bedroom eyes. I didn't know what that meant, and my mom yelled at her for telling me that. So my guess is my grandmother was a Gucci mama. Okay? That meant she liked it when guys noticed that she, you know, had bedroom eyes. I guess I didn't realize they talked like that. I thought everybody was virgins, you know, in the 40s and 50s, but I guess no. Or 30s. No, I think this might have even happened in the 20s or 30s. She was told that. So she was like really, really, yeah. So I then started to, by the time I was a teenager, realize that my grandmother must have really gotten a lot of guys, okay? She was a badass. She knew business. She was ahead of her time in terms of women's lib. And she was somebody that I would admire. I never appreciated her like I do now, you know, because I, you know, she would tattle on me to my mom and things like that. So sometimes I got really, really mad at her, you know, but I did respect her. So when she offered me a cigarette, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I get to smoke with my grandma. Maybe I'll get bedroom eyes. And I didn't cough. I didn't cough at all. I was like, I can do this. It did nothing. I guess you're supposed to feel a tobacco buzz. I didn't really feel that. I didn't. It was no big deal to me, but I like smoking a cigarette. Well, now, here we are, decades later. I don't smoke, but I do have to be honest that when my patients who smoked wouldn't quit smoking when I suggested it or offered it and said, you know, look, have you ever considered quitting smoking? You know, I didn't realize how naive I was to the whole smoking culture. Okay? In medical school and throughout your training, you're taught smoking's bad. Get people off smoking. And you need to help people quit because they're weak. That was the approach. Tobacco is addictive. So they are weakened by this addiction, and you need to help them. You need to help save these people. They're not bad people. They're not stupid people. They are weak in terms of being succumbing to this addiction. Well, that was a very naive way to look at patients. Because when I would have women in my office, and I'm like, all right, you know what? What can I do to help you get off smoking? You know, have you tried this? Have you tried this? And, you know, some would say, no, I could quit today if I wanted to. And I'm like, well, then why the heck would you not want to? Well, this is why my weight is down. I go, really? Yeah, this is how I keep my weight down. I go, no, listen, I know you're afraid you're going to gain weight if you quit smoking. Yeah, people do gain weight, 10, 20 pounds, 30 pounds because of the oral fixation. But like, no, you don't understand. When I get hungry, I reach for a cigarette. This is how I keep my weight down. This is how I stay skinny. And I think obesity is going to be more harmful than smoking. They're wrong. Smoking's more harmful than obesity. Smoking really messes with your body. But you have a lot of people out there that are in full control. They know gosh darn well that smoking's bad. Like I said, nobody's stupid out there. Well, yeah, we got stupid people out there, but in terms of smoking, they know gosh darn well, but they're like, look, this is how I get through my day. This is how I keep my weight down. This is something I want to do. Now, you do have a huge group of individuals that do want to smoke. They go, I can't stand that I smoke. I can't stand it. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to stink. I don't want to be worried about my health. I don't want to be discriminated against when it comes to, you know, spending extra money and paying more taxes on this stuff and, you know, not being able to smoke in the break room and having to go outside in the cold. So you do have a group of people that really do want to quit and they need help. But you have a lot of people out there that say, no, I'm good. I'm good. And so, you know, the tobacco industry is, you know, being urged to do more of these, you know, heat, not burn type of cigarettes. And we'll talk about that. They're also, I think, trying to make a better for you type of cigarette. I guess there's a product that they call the IQOS system. It's not danger free, but apparently they want people to switch from cigarettes to the IQOS to give you lower exposure to harmful chemicals and reduce tobacco-related disease. So apparently it's this little cute cylinder that has a filtered roll of dry tobacco product called a heat stick. And with a click, the holder draws a blade heated to 350 degrees through a dried leaf. After 14 puffs or 6 minutes, the user returns the holder to a case that looks like it could be a wireless device. And then the system recharges and then is ready to toast up another heat stick. And this IQOS system delivers nicotine like an e-cig, but it gives you the taste and the buzz of tobacco. The cigarette burns at, 600 degrees? They say the heat stick, tobacco will burn at 350 but never ignite. So you exhale largely odorless vapor and carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxide, formaldehyde, mercury, ammonia, they say is reduced to close to 99%. Now, we still have 42 million Americans continuing to smoke cigarettes. And so the idea that you have tobacco, now, big tobacco, getting involved to try to make healthier forms of ways to do this is pretty cool. Now, when we come back, I'll talk to you about some of these other compounds that are in there. Plus, we have a new study that says smoking just one cigarette a day will increase your heart attack and stroke by 50%, doubling for women. So we're still not out of the woods yet. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, making headlines are these two big tobacco companies trying to make a case that their IQOS system could make FDA approval in order to have a heat-not-burn product that's supposed to be safer than cigarettes. Philip Morris International and Altria are hoping that the FDA will see things their way. Philip Morris International started making this case earlier this week. The tobacco company presented its evidence and answered questions from an independent advisory committee. The panel will make a recommendation on whether the FDA could approve their application to advertise its IQOS system as less risky than smoking conventional cigarettes. The committee members, of course, want to know how the product would affect kids and teens. It's only meant for adult smokers. Altria, which would receive sole distribution rights in the U.S., said it recognizes the balance it will need to find. So they want to maximize the reach and support of adult smokers, but they also want to make sure that they don't have non-smokers and youth start to turn towards this. You know, a big thing that now is on people's minds when it comes to these products, especially when it comes to smoking or vaping, etc., is we don't want non-smokers to now want the product. I mean, we as government, as medical professionals, etc., Big Tobacco, they may be, you know, again, looking for new clients. I get that. But I don't think they're purposely trying to get new clients. I think their intentions are, you know, I think their intentions are nice and sweet and wholesome. And, well, you know, we got smokers out there. And, you know, why don't we give them a different alternative? And stay relevant. You know, the Big Tobacco, and I hate calling it Big Tobacco, you know, they call it Big Pharma, Big Tobacco, Big Dr. Dahlia. I don't like those terms. It's like a company that has thrived, an industry that's thrived and has made a lot of money and has been a part of our culture. And in essence, we have relied on those industries like pharmaceutical. We even relied on the tobacco industry for jobs, selling, advertising. Big Tobacco helped the economy big time. Might not have helped our health, but, you know, they're industries. So, you know, putting big in front of them makes them look like the bad guy. And so I think it's nice that they did come up with this heat stick product. But what's very, very interesting that we're dealing with in this decade that we didn't really deal with in previous decades is how you have some people who would have never gone to smoking, never would have been a smoker. Like my kids. My kids are like, I don't want to smoke. It doesn't taste good. It looks stupid. It's bad for your health. Makes no sense. So I'm not going to smoke. So you had a generation of people going, nah, I'm really not going to be sticking cigarettes in my mouth. But, ooh, this vaping thing looks cool. Because it's trendy. There's flavors, and it looks cool. And so as we try to fight Big Tobacco, and as we try to fight the big smoking epidemic that we had, we started to spur new problems. You know, and this is like, oh, I don't know which Greek story it was where there was this big Greek monster. I don't know if it was a Greek monster, big monster. And you try to cut off the arms. And when you cut off the arms, you incited a whole bigger monster or a bigger problem where the regrowth of the arm turned into two arms. Unless that was just a movie I saw. In one of the Percy Jackson movies. I don't know. Maybe you guys know your Greek mythology more, but you cut off one arm, and it grows back now two arms. And you're like, well, maybe I should have never cut off that first arm. Eventually, everybody seems to conquer the monster, which is why we're like, all right, we'll just then deal with the two arms. So the two major arms we dealt with when we fought tobacco and started to curb smoking was one is we fueled the obesity epidemic, which we've talked about on the show all the time. If somebody was using that cigarette to keep their appetite down, and now they quit smoking, when they feel hungry, they're going to eat. And some people say, well, it's the oral fixation. You need to have something in your mouth. You need to. Yeah, that could be it. But I didn't realize that, you know, when I get a craving, when I see a hamburger, when I see a cookie, I get up and I go to my kitchen cupboard and I try to find something sweet. Whereas smokers, and, you know, if you're a smoker, tell me if this is what happens, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, but if you're a smoker who was doing it for weight loss, you see this commercial while watching football, and rather than you going to reach for another hot wing or whatever, you go outside to have a smoke, and that gets rid of the food craving. Virginia Slims, that's how they were able to get women hooked. That's how women would keep their weight down, especially men too. So one arm we grew was the obesity epidemic. Okay, and yeah, I understand fast food and all that, but a big part of that is we got people off smoking. Then the second thing is now we have this whole new vaping culture. And there are more kids in high school that vape than smoke cigarettes. Now, some of you will say, well, then that's good. I'd rather they vape than smoke cigarettes. Yeah, it is better than cigarettes, but what if thousands of these kids weren't going to smoke cigarettes to begin with? We might have now caused more people to be addicted to nicotine, giving them a different way to get nicotine. That's a whole other monster arm. Now, they say in this product, this IQOS system, many of the byproducts, you know, like ammonia, mercury, formaldehyde, nitrogen oxide, should not be breathed in as much as you would see with other cigarettes. Now, they say that you are going to be exposed to 10 different compounds in this. Acetaldehyde, acetamide, acrylamide. Remember we talked about acrylamide and how California wants to make coffee? A California judge is going to rule if coffee causes cancer because of the acrylamide. Ammonia, butyraldehyde, catechol, formaldehyde, mercury, propylene oxide, and pyridine. And they say that's comparable to smoking between 1 and 3 cigarettes. Formaldehyde is carcinogenic to humans, acetaldehyde, acetamide, acrylamide, butyraldehyde, that all rhymes, catechol, and propylene oxide have been labeled as possibly carcinogenic to humans. So one concern I have is, even if this allows cigarettes to be less, you know, less utilized, are we then attracting people to smoking these, because they're not cigarettes, and they look cool, but now they're still exposed to carcinogens? So this latest study says smoking just one cigarette a day for men will increase your heart attack and stroke risk by 50%. It'll double the risk for women. And with heart disease is already the number one killer. So this blending of acetaldehyde and formaldehyde and these chemicals with an inflammatory immune response that can then cause your already underlying plaques to start to break off, just like we talked about with the flu, is not a safe recipe. Apparently, these studies from UCL Cancer Institute and University College London reviewed more than 140 scientific studies, and they said no safe level of smoking exists for cardiovascular disease. So you cannot say, well, if I just smoke only one cigarette a day, I'm good. They go, no. Okay, I mean, good, you're not smoking 2 packs a day, you're not smoking 1 pack a day, but just one cigarette. Just one. Now, I learned in medical school that just one cigarette, just one in your lifetime is enough to give you cancer. They say among 100 people who smoke 20 cigarettes a day, approximately an extra 7 people will suffer a heart attack or stroke because of the habit. And for 100 who smoke one cigarette a day, an extra 3 will have a heart attack or stroke. So it's a big amount. And women, just like men. So, you know, my suggestion is for those of you that smoke, again, and don't want to smoke, try to get off smoking. Your medical provider can offer you a whole variety of tools. For those of you that are smoking to keep your weight down, there's tons of ways to get your weight off. Don't smoke to keep your weight down. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.